It's 7:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper has unveiled new recommendations related to oil and gas drilling in the wake of a fatal home explosion that killed two men. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berklin reports, the measures aren't enough for some.
The explosion happened in mid-April in Firestone, which is about 30 miles north of Denver. The home was 200 feet from an active oil and gas well. Governor Hickenlooper is proposing expanding an existing program that would allow homeowners to track oil and gas pipelines under their property.
They're an improvement. It's better than what we have now, so it's going in the right direction. They still fall short of the transparency that a lot of people want, though.
That's Democratic Representative Mike Foote of Lafayette. He says he'd prefer an online state map that anyone in the public could use to check for flow lines. The governor says an online map would have security concerns. Hickenlooper also wants to set up a fund to plug abandoned wells and provide in-home methane monitors. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berklin at the state capitol.
A new commander is formally taking charge at Fort Carson. Major General Randy George will assume command of the post and its largest unit, the 4th Infantry Division, in a ceremony today. George succeeds Major General Ryan Consalves, who has been in charge since May 2015. Meanwhile, a soldier at Fort Carson died in a training accident at the base early Wednesday morning. The Mountain Post hasn't released any more details. This is 91.5 KRCC News.